This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. Glad you're listening. As snow and ice melts from Missouri roadways, we're left to see the trash that has accumulated on the highways. And MoDOT is asking for your help again. It's the No More Trash Bash starting in April. Becky Almaroth is the Chief Safety and Operations Officer for MoDOT. Is that what it's called? It's the No More Trash Bash?
It is. It's our No More Trash Bash. And this is, we're also celebrating this year with our No More Trash Bash, 35 years of our Adopt a Highway program.
Oh, wow. All right. So it's a big year. Becky, how much does MoDOT spend on picking up trash off the roadways?
It's a big, big cost. We spend about $6 million annually. And that's, you know, just the cost of trash bags. Also, just a really, really heavy expense as far as labor hours of our maintenance professionals.
Yeah. Wow. That is a lot of money. It's a lot of trash, I guess, too, when you think about it. All right. So you want Missourians to help out. How can they get involved with this year's No More Trash Bash?
Absolutely. During the month of April, this is our No More Trash Bash month. And we're asking any Missourian that's available just to do their part. Go pick up the litter on the roadsides that are near their house, any location that you kind of pass by on a daily basis and see somebody might have lost a load of trash, whatever it is. Lots of opportunities. We absolutely, if somebody's interested in trash picking up litter, we'll make sure they're safe. We provide the trash bags and we provide safety vests so they're highly visible while they're out there picking.
Becky Almaroth, the Chief Safety and Operations Officer for MoDOT. Is that a dog or one of your trucks firing up there in the background?
I think I'm downtown Jeff City. It's not somebody that was hot riding towards the Capitol.
As long as it's nobody from MoDOT, we're all right.
I don't think so.
you don't want that under your watch, that's for sure.
So, oh, no.
So do you give us the little stick with the, you know, little nail on the end of it too, so we can just poke stuff at it?
Yeah, we absolutely. We have some of those sticks. We have some of those pinchers or grabbers so that you don't have to bend over. We do have some resources that we can provide, and a lot of people bring their own. When we do these trash bashes, it's interesting to see what citizens bring that they create on their own. It's creative when it comes to picking litter.
Do you know a percentage of stuff that just falls off of trucks or cars? And then how many are just jerks that throw stuff out their window?
I do not know the percentage, but we do see increased amounts of litter, especially around trash transfer stations and landfills. So some of those trash trucks that go through, not always the fault of the trash trucks. One of the things that citizens can do when you put your trash out, a lot of us have roll-off dumpsters that we roll to the curb. If you can make sure that all of your trash is tied up in a bag, that's really helpful. It's a lot of that loose trash that'll end up blowing out of the back of the trucks. But you see it every day. Not necessarily, it's probably really, to be honest, a small percentage of those that are just chucking their trash out. There's a lot of inadvertent trash flying out of the bed of a pickup truck or something that just flies off a vehicle. That's the majority of what we see is unintentional litter that ends up on the roadsides.
Becky, how many miles of roadways do you have to try to keep clean?
We have 34,000 state miles of roadway, and that equates a lot of those larger interchanges. We have almost 400,000 acres of right-of-way that collect litter and that we have to pick and mow.
Do you remember the Seinfeld episode when Kramer adopted the highway?
I do.
Well, I'm a papa. Bring it on. Nothing's throwing me at this point.
Well, as of today, I am a proud parent of a one-mile stretch of the Arthur Burkhart Expressway.
Oh, that Adopt-a-Highway thing.
Yeah, I'm part of the solution now, Jerry. Yeah, I went down there and I checked it out this morning. Here, take a look. Mile 114.
Looks just like you.
Oh, I'm beaming, Jerry.
Yeah, so Kramer adopts the highway. Becky, you had talked about Adopt-a-Highway's 35 years. I mean, it's been around as long as I've been driving Adopt-a-Highway.
Absolutely. It was around before my career started, but just in a tremendous operation and that Adopt-a-Highway program. Missouri was one of the first in the nation to adopt that, but it's a tremendous benefit to the citizens of Missouri. We have groups public groups, we have Boy Scout groups, we have people that have lost a loved one in a particular section that they pick in honor of them. We have quite a few. There's 5,300 groups across the state that adopt, and that usually equates to about 50,000 volunteers, but we only have 6,400 of those 34,000 lane miles of roadway that are adopted. So there's a lot of areas where we still have segments of roadway that are available to be adopted if somebody's looking for some volunteer hours or they have a civic group that would like to give back to the community.
Now, MoDOT doesn't want me going out there like Kramer and repainting lanes and doing all that. But what's exactly required for people who want to adopt a highway?
It's pretty simple. We do request that they pick up several times a year and send us a postcard saying that they have picked. Of course, that's a postcard that we provide. And then we'll provide the trash cans and also the safety vest. And we give them some flags that they can actually attach to their Adopt a Highway sign. And then we'll put up a sign that says, hey, this group or this organization or this family has adopted this section of highway. So it's good for a community to see who has adopted each section and give back. And then that postcard that comes back to us that also tells us that we can expect to see those yellow trash bags on the side of the road that we can go pick up at a later date. So it's really, really a great program. Great for even some of the academic clubs, sports clubs, whatever it is that require their students to have community service hours. It's a great opportunity to jump in and really help clean up and beautify the state of Missouri.
What does it cost to adopt a highway?
Absolutely free. We provide all the resources. Your sign is included. So we want to give and we want to honor the recognition of those that adopt a highway. With those 50,000 volunteers a year, they perform about $1 million worth of litter cleanup. So that's a tremendous benefit and kind of helps fill in the gaps, especially with MoDOT. And we do have some gaps in some of our maintenance professionals right now, not being able to fill all of those positions. And that's a tremendous way for the public to give back and really help us out a little bit.
Yeah. And no cost chance. Do you still get the sign? Do you get your name on the sign too? Does that get posted?
Absolutely. If
oh
you make
my gosh. See, look at that.
I mean, section.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, come on. You can't go wrong with that. So that's good stuff.
Exactly.
All right. So if people want to adopt a highway or take part in April's No More Trash Bash, where should they go, Becky?
Oh, you can just call 888-ASK-MODOT. That's the easiest way. They'll put you in touch with one of our maintenance buildings that can tell you the route in particular that needs to be picked, are kind of our biggest needs. Or if you have a route that's near a high school per se, and you want to choose something that you can beautify your own community, they can help you with that too. Another really good opportunity, even for little things, sometimes people are required by the courts to do community service. MoDOT is a fantastic place to do community service, especially in the spring when the temperatures are good. Who wouldn't want to go out and pick litter and knock those community service hours out? It's a great opportunity. And again, if you call 888-ASK-MODOT, we can put you in touch with those resources.
That's great. Becky Almaroth, Chief Safety and Operations Officer for MoDOT, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much.
This is Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.